Hi, everyone. Thank you for attending Sonae's Q3 results conference call. I am joined today by Rui Almeida from Sonae MC, Paulo Simões from Barton, Hugo Martins from Sonae Fashion, Luís Mota Duarte from Sonae Sierra, Cristina Novais from Sonae Investment Management, and obviously our investor relations team. As usual, I will do a brief presentation with an overview of our performance in the quarter and also in the first nine months of the year. Afterwards, we will open up the session for Q&A. Starting with the market context, very briefly, as you all know, we continue to live under some restrictions and direct impacts from the pandemic during the quarter, but already with very encouraging improvements over the last few months. The vaccination rates in both Portugal and Spain are quite high, and therefore the public health context remained largely under control, which enabled a gradual return to normality. Before we dive into the operational performance, I would like to give you an overview of our most recent portfolio management activity. This was a particularly active quarter for Sonae as we announced a major deal in the beginning of August by establishing a partnership with CVC, in which we sold 24.99% stake of Sonae MC for initial upfront value of 528 million euros. We also acquired GOSH, a U.K. plant-based food manufacturer, which allows Sonae to invest in a high-potential sector while expanding our international footprint and driving a more sustainable future. In addition, and also during the quarter, Sonae MC sold its 50% stake in MaxMath, and Sonae IM monetized its interests in BizDirect and CB4, and also entered in the share capital of Sitcom. Now going to the operational results, starting with Sonae MC. For Sonae MC, this was another positive quarter with a strong delivery from the food formats and also a robust recovery of the non-food formats after a long period of restrictions which impacted these banners quite significantly. Total turnover grew 5.3% year-on-year and 2.3% like-for-like in Q3. The exact same evolution as in the first half of the year on the back of a very good trading performance of 2020. In food retail, we continued to gain market share and increased our leadership gap, having posted positive like-for-like growth across all formats. The online business also continued to grow, having reached a 40% year-on-year increase in the first nine months of the year, proving that our digital approach is being well-recognized by our customers, also translating into higher loyalty levels, which significantly impact store sales. Regarding profitability, Sonae MC maintained a broadly stable underlying EBITDA margin of 10.9% in the quarter on the back of productivity gains and a permanent fine-tuning of its core business processes, in spite of some pressures that were felt in terms of energy costs. In the first nine months of 2021, underlying EBITDA improved 6.1% year-on-year overall to 384 million euros with a margin of 9.9%. Sonae MC also continued to execute on its expansion strategy with seven additional Continente Bom Dia stores, the proximity format, but also refurbishing a number of food retail units while investing in the reinforcement of its logistical capacity and also its technological backbone. In terms of free cash flow, the company reached 169 million euros in the first nine months of the year, an additional 42 million when compared to last year, also driven by the conclusion of the sale of the 50% stake in MaxMath, which represented a cash-in of 68 million euros. This cash flow generation led to a reduction in net debt of just over 100 million euros to 453 million, even after the dividend payment of 140 million euros in the second quarter of this year. Total net debt to underlying EBITDA reached an all-time low of 2.9x. Moving on to Barton. At Barton, Q3 was also a quite positive period for the business. Barton ended the quarter with a 7.2% like-for-like growth, clearly showing the company's solid and recognized omni-channel value proposition, including the marketplace and also a significant growth in the services business line, leading to the reinforcement of its leadership in Portugal. In terms of total sales, Vorten reached 285 million euros in Q3, a slight decrease year on year of 3%, which is basically explained by the repositioning of the operation in Spain mainland. On a pro forma basis, so excluding this movement, consolidated turnover increased 8% year on year in the quarter. In year-to-date terms, total turnover increased 3.6% year-on-year, a 12% like-for-like increase, just over 800 million euros in the first 9 months. The online channel continued to perform extremely well, I would say, and at the end of the first 9 months, growth was already above 30% versus 2020, which was already an extraordinary year for our e-commerce operation. So overall, online sales grew by a factor of 3 since 2019. Regarding profitability, underlying EBITDA reached 20 million euros in Q3 and 51 million euros up to September, a level of profitability which is a factor of both our top line positive performance and also the repositioning process that we executed in Spain. Regarding Sonae Fashion, Q3 was marked by a sales performance that was increasingly positive throughout the quarter as COVID-19 related restrictions were gradually lifted. Still, total turnover reached 95 million euros in the quarter, a 6% year-on-year decrease, which reflects a weaker than expected recovery of footfall and sales performance after the reopening of stores in Portugal. In year-to-date terms, and despite all the restrictions to store operations in the beginning of the year, Sonae Fashion's total turnover stood at 230 million euros, almost in line with 2020, which is a positive sign in our view. In terms of profitability, I would like to highlight that Sonae Fashion was able to post an underlying EBITDA of 8 million euros in the quarter, which means that the year-on-year evolution in year-to-date terms is still quite positive. As for Iberian Sports Retail Group, the latest quarter showed another very positive set of results, both versus last year, but also versus 2019. Total growth versus 2019 actually reached 32%, with the online channel remaining an important growth avenue for the company. So total e-commerce sales increased by a factor of 4 since 2019, and this is still before the consolidation of Depor Village, the acquisition that was made at the end of June, beginning of July, which will only impact revenues in the coming quarter. So overall, the last 9 months registered top-line levels above both last year and 2019 figures, as I said before, with total turnover reaching 590 million euros, a double-digit increase of 26% year-on-year and of 18% versus the 9 months in 2019. Regarding EBITDA, once again, the top-line improvement was able to drive profitability upwards, and in the last 9 months, EBITDA improved by 51 million euros year-on-year and 20 million euros versus the same period of 2019. So this resulted in an EBITDA margin improvement to 11.5%. All in all, the contribution of ISRG to Sonae's results in Q3 reached 6.7 million euros, above both 2020 and 2019 figures. This performance has carried on to August and September, with ISRG showing growth and profitability enhancements in line with the ones that we saw in previous months across all channels and geographies. Going forward and looking at Sonae Sierra, Sonae Sierra's operational activity showed steady progress during Q3, following the improvement of the pandemic context and also the relief of restrictions in our main European geographies. In this context, occupancy rates remained high, and tenant sales were already very close to 2019 levels in the European portfolio at the end of the quarter, and in some assets even above 2019 levels. The services business line delivered a positive evolution in the quarter, showing significant signs of returning to a more normalized activity. And if we look on a proportional accounting basis, direct result in Q3 stood at 12 million euros in the quarter, already practically in line with 2019, and 23 million euros in the first 9 months of the year, which compares with 5 million euros last year. Indirect result in the quarter was practically flat, as we typically do not revalue assets in Q3, and all in all, net income reached 6 million euros in the first 9 months of the year, which represents a year-on-year increase of 26 million euros. NAV increased marginally to 913 million euros, and LTV remained at quite conservative levels. At Sonae Financial Services, the performance was overall positive in operational terms. The main leading indicators showed sustained improvements after the relief in restrictions and also the gradual increase in consumer confidence. The Universo operation continued to increase its customer base, and the number of cards issued, the number of users reached circa 936,000, an increase of 23,000 versus the previous quarter. And the efforts to develop the digital front continued, and today circa 60% of Universo card clients are already digital users. The market share in the Universo card continues to increase and reached 14% year-on-year in Portugal year-to-date, which compares to 13.5% for the same period of last year. In terms of financial results, Sonae FS delivered a total consolidated turnover of 9 million euros in the quarter, in line with last year, and only slightly below 2019. In terms of profitability, results are still subdued, given the transition stage which we are living in, going into the new business model with Banco CTT. A special note to MDS, which has been posting very positive results with significant increases both in top line and operating profitability when compared to 2020 and also to 2019. So all in all, in proportional terms, and considering the 50% stake in MDS, turnover for the first 9 months of the year stood at 49 million euros, slightly below last year, and underlying EBITDA was practically nil, given the transition stage I mentioned before at Sonae FS with Banco CTT. Moving on to Sonae AM, Q3 was another quarter with important developments in the portfolio management front, with the conclusion of the sale of BizDirect and CB4 during the quarter, which resulted in capital gains of around 10 million euros. And also in the first 9 months of the year, Sonae AM concluded the acquisition of a minority stake in a new company, Sitcon, which specializes in technology for retail. In terms of operational performance, Sonae AM recorded better top line and underlying EBITDA figures versus 2020. And in the first 9 months of the year, total turnover increased by 6.4% year-on-year to 43 million euros, and underlying EBITDA also continued to improve. So today, with a total cash invested of 150 million euros in the current portfolio, as of September, the company's NAV amounts to 324 million euros. Moving on to NOS. NOS continues to post a solid operational performance in the telco segment, and the media and entertainment segment was marked by a strong recovery due to a steady return of people to movie theaters. Turnover amounted to 366 million euros in Q3, 5.6% above last year, the second consecutive quarter of growth since the fourth quarter of 2019, leading to a turnover increase of 3.1% year-on-year in the first 9 months, just above 1 billion euros. Profitability followed the same trend, with an EBITDA increase in Q3 of 6.6% year-on-year, and in year-to-date terms, 1.4% to 478 million euros, which leads to a margin of 46%. Net income increased by 2 million euros year-on-year to 46 million euros in Q3, and increased by more than 50% in year-to-date terms to 120 million euros in the first 9 months, which obviously implies an increased contribution to our accounts. The company continues to show a conservative leverage profile with a net debt to EBITDA after lease payments of 1.7 times and maintains an investment-grade profile. I would obviously like to highlight that already in October and after 200 days of bidding, the auction for the allocation of the 5G frequencies ended, with NOS acquiring the largest fraction of the spectrum released and in all possible bands, which positions the business very well to lead the 5G revolution in Portugal. So, in consolidated terms, turnover surpassed 5 billion euros in the first 9 months of the year, an increase of 4.7% year-on-year, mainly fueled by the positive contributions from Sonae MC and Vorten as well. Similarly, underlying EBITDA increased 6% year-on-year to 415 million euros in the first 9 months, above last year by 22 million euros. Total EBITDA in the first 9 months of the year was positively impacted by the capital gains that I mentioned before, related with the sale of MaxMath at Time C, and also the sales of BizDirect, CB4, and Arctic Wolf, which happened in Q2 at SunIIN. All in all, EBITDA reached 531 million euros, standing significantly above last year, driven by the better underlying operational profitability, but also obviously by the significant level of capital gains and the recovery of equity method consolidating businesses. As a consequence, direct results reached 169 million euros as of September, versus 40 million euros last year, while indirect income also improved versus 2020. All in all, net income reached 158 million euros this year, significantly above last year's figure, but also significantly above 2019. In terms of operational cash flow, Sonai's portfolio released a total of 120 million euros during the last 12 months. If we add to this the free cash flow generated in our portfolio management activity, Sonai's free cash flow before dividends paid stood at 555 million euros in the last 12 months, which, after the dividend payment, which occurred last May, led to a significant decrease in our consolidated net debt to 858 million euros at the end of September and to an all-time low LTV of 9%. This solid capital structure is obviously complemented with a comfortable financing position with a low cost of debt of 1.1% and an average maturity profile of 3.4 years. So this is it from me for now. I will now open the session to Q&A. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star on your telephone keypad now. When preparing to ask your question, please ensure your device is unmuted locally. Our first question comes from Joao Pinto from JB Capital. Joao, your line is now open.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for taking my questions. Firstly, on capital allocation, what do you intend to do with your own shares? Will you keep them to use as liquidity to invest in the future, or would you consider a cancellation? Secondly, also on capital allocation, following the SunIMC deal, I imagine you're looking for alternatives to invest. We know you are not in a rush, but can you tell us if you are already seeing good candidates to acquire, including the sectors, or nothing in the pipeline at the moment? Third, on SunIMC, like-for-like, it's solid despite the test comps. Can you tell us if it remained positive in October? And also on SunIMC, can you give us some color on OPEX pressures and the competitive environment? And how do you see margin evolving next year? Thank you.
Thank you, João, for your questions. I will take the first ones, and then I'll ask Rui to comment on the SunIMC one. So in terms of capital allocation, and starting with the own shares, look, the TRS cancellation was basically a financing decision. And so as you know, the equity swap that we had with Banco BPI was a financing arrangement, and obviously with the significant cash proceeds that we received in recent months, we had to optimize our credit facilities, and this is one of the operations that we decided to terminate given the analysis that we made. So these shares, in all honesty, these shares were already, in accounting terms, they were already considered as own shares, and they were also in practice our shares as we were exposed economically to the variation of the shares. And so in that regard, nothing really changes for us. So basically, we terminated a financing arrangement, and those shares remain as our own shares. And so we do not have any changes in the outlook and in the possible usage of these shares going into the future. And so the straight answer to your question is no, we do not plan to cancel these shares. Regarding the cash proceeds from the CVC transaction and the alternative possible uses for those cash proceeds. I mean, you're right. I think we have discussed this in the past. We do not have, or we didn't have at the time of the transaction, any specific use for those cash proceeds. That was not the main rationale to do the transaction. And we will remain, as I said before, very disciplined in looking at alternative investment opportunities. And we will look at opportunities that make sense for us with a long-term perspective. Obviously, we do have identified opportunities in our current portfolio to invest, and we will continue to invest in our current portfolio. And we are also looking at opportunities outside of the current portfolio. We just announced recently the investment in GOSH, which is a sector which we like. The food and ag tech sector is a sector which we believe has a lot to do with Sonae, has a lot to do with who we are. We will continue to look for opportunities in that segment, but also in other segments that somehow relate to us and where we feel that we have a right to play. But whenever we have something to announce, we will obviously do it. Uri, do you want to take the Sonae C question?
Sure. Jean, hi, how are you? Thank you for your questions. And just beginning by October, performance in October was very positive. Pretty much similar to the evolution that we presented in the like-for-like.